When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Cat. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the Crisp Fall Hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, the idea of the Everlasting Cat, obviously Cats by Andrew Lloyd Webber, was a shadow of a cat that dominated a decade that I would like to call the weighty 80s. And that's what we're going to look at today. All the shows from 1980 on that brought a really big change, I think, to the chemistry of Broadway. I think if you look at the 70s as a decade where form changed a lot, there was rock music, there were revivals, there was all sorts of Sweeney Todd, Evita attempts to elongate the form or change it up. This is really about content. This is really a decade for me that because of the British imports and some other factors really brought some deeper drama and some deeper themes to the American musical. So it wasn't all dour, but it was, as I said, somewhat weighty. Well, that was Cats from 1982, which was, of course, brought over from the West End and became a mega hit and ran for years and years and years, now and forever. But the decade had some other interesting little Phillips and other very good composers and creators doing interesting things on Broadway. So the first musical, American musical, to open the 80s was actually Barnum. We talked a lot about that on our Cy Coleman show a couple weeks ago. But the big smash that sort of opened the decade with a bang really came a little later in August of 1980, which was David Merrick's revival of 42nd Street. Now, this wasn't the first movie musical to be turned into a quote-unquote Broadway musical, but it was certainly the biggest and in many cases the best. So let us go into our dance from the revival of 42nd Street. Now, the 1980s was considered by many the decade of the British invasion on Broadway. You had all these West End hits, many of which were produced by Cameron Mackintosh, which we'll get a chance to listen to all the major ones in the hour to come. But if you think about it, the British invasion wasn't even the Beatles. It was even 100 years earlier with Gilbert and Sullivan. And a revival of the Pirates of Penzance took the town by storm when it opened at the Delacorte in the summer. I remember that. Kevin Kline rising to stardom as the Pirate King in that, and then it moved, I want to say, into the Eurus for a good year and a half. So here is Kevin Kline, Rex Smith, I guess nodding a bandana or a pirate hat to the cats who would appear at the Winter Garden, because here they appear with cat-like tread from the jazzed-up revival of the Pirates of Penzance.
The pirate creeps while all the household soundly sleeps.
The threat of tomorrow's scent of it. Y'all are high preserver. You may want to hit your silent matches, your dark lantern seat, and your file and your skeletonic key.
Hail, the gang's all here to recognize the work of Sir Arthur Sullivan. Okay, so in the 80s, this was an era where the director-choreographer really came to the fore as well. And this was a season where Michael Bennett had reemerged. Ballroom, a previous effort after A Chorus Line, didn't do so great, but he knocked it out of the park with Dreamgirls, and it seemed like it was going to cruise along mightily to win a Tony and sweep everything in sight. But then, like, literally, like, 12 hours before the end of the 82-83 season, the musical Nine, scored by Maury Yeston, snuck in and snuck and grabbed the Tony away from Michael Bennett. So we'll hear those two shows back-to-back, Dreamgirls and Karen Akers in Nine.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Crystal Room is proud to present the club debut of America's new recording stars, The Dreams!
Every man has his own special dream, and your dream's just about to come true. Life's not as bad as it may seem if you open your eyes to what's in front of you. When your dream goes, dreamers, boys will always care. We're your dreamers, dreamers will never leave. No, no. And all you've got to do is dream, baby. We'll be there.
Dream.
Dreamers will help you through
fantasies alive.
Jedi's always love you and they'll be true. Your dream can only be up to you.
I'm not the dream that you've had before. I'm the dream that'll give you more and more.
When your dream girls and boys will make you happy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When your dream girls and boys will always care. When your dream
unforgettable evening in the theater. 9, beautiful score by Maury Yeston, brilliantly orchestrated by Jonathan Tunick. That was Karen Akers, of course. Well, Tommy Toon emerged the man of Broadway after that. He directed and choreographed that. And the next season, he played the lead and took over the direction and choreographed and sold Orangeade in the lobby. He did everything in My One and Only with Twiggy, which I think was the most charming and inventive of all these new sort of, I don't know, 1920s, 30s jukebox musicals, which took the songs of a previous generation and made them fresh again. So here he is, Tommy Toon, and Honey Coles from My One and Only.
You gotta look the lady straight in the eye, and you got to tell her, listen, say it to her.
My one and only, what am I gonna
you turn me down when I'm so crazy over you. I'd be so lonely. Where am I gonna go if you turn me down? Why blacken all my skies of blue? I tell you I'm not asking any miracle. It can be done. It
can be done.
I know a clergyman who will grow lyrical and make us one.
Make us one.
So my one and only, there is a reason why you should turn me down when I'm so crazy over you. To show affection in your direction, you know I'm finable. I'm more than merely love you sincerely. My cards are on the table. There must be lots of other men you hypnotize. All of a sudden I've begun to realize as follows. My one and only, what am I gonna do if you turn me down when I'm so crazy over you? I'd be so lonely. Where am I gonna go if you turn me down? Why blacken all my skies of blue? I tell you I'm not asking any miracle. It can be done, it can be done. I know a clergyman who will grow lyrical and make us one and make us one. So my one and only, there isn't a reason why you should turn me down when I'm so crazy over you. When I'm so crazy over you. When I'm so crazy over you.
One of the most groundbreaking musicals of the weighty 80s was La Cage aux Folles, the first Broadway mainstream musical to treat a gay romance as its heart, as its center, its raison d'etre, really. I like the score by Jerry Herman very much, but I particularly love the Australian cast recording. How about that for a Len Yap, a little trivia there, because it has Keith Michelle, who I think is one of the great Broadway leading men of the 1960s. Here he is. You'll have to pardon some of the quality of the recording, but I think it's worth it just to hear this amazing song from La Cage sung so brilliantly. Here is Keith Michelle in the Song of the Sand from La Cage aux Folles.
Oh, the night of all nights, there has to be a full moon. Beautiful, isn't it? And you had to wear that cologne. Don't you like it? Like it. And on top you had to wear that particular blue.
It's your favorite shade.
I know. I know. Oh, Albert.
George, we're in public view.
I must be insane to think after all these years you can still bring a blush to my cheek.
You old fool.
Do you recall that windy little beach we walked along? That afternoon in fall, that afternoon we met a fellow with a concertina sang. What was the song? It's strange what we recall, and odd what we forget. As we walked on the sand, I heard la-da-da-da. I believe it was early September. Through the crash of the waves I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand. and I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. Though the time tumbles by, there is one thing that I am forever certain of. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand, and I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. Though the time tumbles by, there is one thing that I am forever certain of.
Flapping, yapping, roof, chicken, pastry. Yes, she looks for me. Good. Let her look for me to tell me why she left me, as I always knew she would. I had thought she understood. They have never understood, and no reason that they should. But if anybody could, finishing the hat, how you have to finish the hat, how you watch the rest of the world from a window while you finish the hat. Mapping out a sky, what you feel like planning a sky, what you feel when voices that come through the window go until they distance and die, until there's nothing but sky, and how you're always turning back too late from the grass or the stick or the dog or the light, how the kind of woman willing to wait's not the kind that you want to find waiting to return you to the night. Dizzy from the height, coming from the hat, studying the hat, entering the world of the hat, reaching through the world of the hat like a window, back to this one from that, studying a face, stepping back to look at a face, leaves a little space in the way, like a window, but to see, it's the only way to see. And when the woman that you wanted goes, you can say to yourself, well, I give what I give. But the woman who won't wait for you knows that however you live, there's a part of you always standing by, mapping out the sky. finishing a hat, starting on a hat, finishing a hat. Look, I made a hat. Where there never was a hat.
That, of course, was Mandy Patinkin in the groundbreaking musical by Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine, Sunday in the Park with George. You may remember that that went head-to-head with Lacage during the Tonys, and Lacage kind of swept the field. But I think Sunday in the Park has proven to be one of Sondheim's most enduring and exciting and mature and constantly provocative shows. Well, we'll remember that we ended, or we sort of began the 1980s with the collaboration of Stephen Sondheim and Hal Prince, the great producer-director, with Merrily We Roll Along, which did not succeed in 1981, and they went their separate ways. And one of the interesting things about the weighty 80s is Prince had a tough time getting his footing, hit several flops in a row, A Doll's Life, Rosa. And the next show, which I think has a great score by Larry Grossman and Ellen Fitzhugh, and when you listen to this knockout performance by Ben Vereen, you might wonder why the show isn't still running today. Here is a dynamite score from the musical Grind, Ben Vereen.
She said, okay. Oh, yeah. This time, I'm traveling on the right track. This time, I'm staying for the long haul. What comes up by and by, her and I, we're gonna try giving and taking it all. Bridges are burning and new leaves are turning. Ain't it something? I'm having such a time having brand new plans. Old plans in the dustbin. New turns in the road. Feels like I just been paid what's owed. There's good things beginning. I can't lose for winning, and I'm happy. Seeing as how it's me, it's happened to me. Oh, she just wants me to be me. I just found out that I can. Her and me. A new man. Ain't it something? Ain't she something? Old plans in the dustbin. New turns in the road. Feels like I've been paid what's owed. There's good things beginning. I can't lose for winging. I'm so happy. Seeing as how it's me, it's happened to. She just wants me to be me. I just found out that I can. Her and me. Her and me. We got us a new man. She just wants me to be me. Just you wait and
got to sort to set. Oh, yeah.
Ben Vereen giving a throw to Pop's Louis Armstrong from the musical Grind. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM. And we're looking at the weighty 80s, that decade that had so many big pop operas and imports from England and a lot of complexity in this decade. I'm really enjoying this. I had to cut the playlist in half. There are so many great songs. Of course, you can listen to our show on iTunes these days if you want to subscribe. Well, it looked pretty dire on the Broadway landscape in the mid-80s, 85, 86, 87. Nothing interesting and original was really popping. And then this big old show based on a big old novel by big old Victor Hugo came over from the West End and changed up everything. Here is One Day More from, of course, Les Misérables.
One day more, another day, another destiny, this never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time. One day
I
more.
I did not live until today. How can I live when we are parted?
One day more.
Tomorrow you'll be worlds away.
And yet with you my world has started.
Shall I join my brother there?
When our ranks begin to fall,
do I stay and do I dare?
Will you take your place with me?
One day more.
One more day to revolution. We will nip it in the bud. We'll be ready for these schoolboys. They will wet themselves.
One day more.
Watch them run amok. Catch them as they fall. Never know your luck when there's a free for all. Here a little dip, there a little touch. Most of them are gone, so they won't miss much.
One day to a new beginning.
Is here, I fight with you.
One day more,
I will join these people's heroes. I will follow where they go. I will learn their little secrets. I will know them
one day more.
What you want to find to catch a
revolution.
We'll be ready for this
moment. Tomorrow, tomorrow is the judgment day.
Tomorrow we'll discover.
Doing the little march step in your living room while you were listening to that. Les Mis again cast a long shadow. This is a decade in which shows didn't just run for 5 years. They ran for 15, 20, 20 years, 25 years. And it really was a trial for the American musical, Les Mis, of course, being a French-British import, to come up with its own individual identity. But this was an era where the revival started to get very interesting and very passionate and very clever, none more so than an absence. She needed another star-making turn after Evita, certainly one that put the crown firmly on her head. Here is Patti LuPone from the Lincoln Center Theater revival of Anything Goes.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui, and I suddenly turn and see your from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all, so tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick.
Your mind. knowledge to music.
You have come here for one purpose and one alone.
Since the moment I first heard you sing, I have needed you with me to serve me, to sing for my music, my music.
That, of course, was Michael Crawford from Phantom of the Opera. Now, this is the show, among many other things you could say about it, that put Hal Prince back on top. He had all these flops, then he had the biggest hit in Broadway history. That's it, folks. 28 years and counting. God bless him. There were a lot of shows that followed in Phantom and Les Mis' wake, transfers from West End. One show that didn't quite make it with a score by some of the collaborators from ABBA was Chess, but it still lives on in the hearts of fans and musical theater enthusiasts because it really does have a terrific score. And here is a great second act duet by Marcia Mitzman and Judy Kuhn from Chess.
More than me, more security.
Spend
Great duet from Chess. And you know, when I started this program, the weighty 80s, I thought I knew that decade so well. It's a decade I saw every single show you could possibly see. And yet I forgot how creative and inventive and how deep some of the themes were in what I call the weighty 80s. We think of it as a decade dominated by Cats and Phantom and Les Mis, but there was a lot of great American work going on at that time and a lot of experimentation. We heard Sunday in the Park with George and other Jerry Herman made a breakthrough show with La Cage aux Folles, and lots of interesting revivals and personalities like Bernadette Peters, Mandy Patinkin, Patti LuPone. These people all came into their own in that decade in particular. I started the broadcast by saying that the first real American musical of the 80s was Barnum, score by Cy Coleman. And oddly enough, the last great musical to open was also by Cy Coleman. So what an interesting bracket. I told you, I thought I knew this decade well. Who knew? City of Angels came seemingly out of nowhere. It was a spoof on detectives and Hollywood fiction and, I mean, Hollywood film noir and Hollywood movies. Very clever production, but a great score by Cy Coleman and David Zippel. So what better way to close out the weighty 80s with You're Nothing Without Me, Greg Edelman and Jim Naughton, from a sassy Cy Coleman score to finish up the weighty 80s.
You are some gumshoe, you just don't think, well, get this dumb gumshoe, you come from my inkwell. Is your mouth lonely with one foot in there? Stone, your brain only holds thoughts I put in there. Just what you are, I'll spell out. You are a novel pain. One speck of lint that fell out the last time that I picked my brain.
You are so jealous of my track record, Tolstoy, do tell us your feeble hack record. Your weak knees brand you soft and unstable. One small threat and you fold like a card table. You drool at my adventures. Your broads in bed are bored. Go home and soak your dentures. Your pen is no match for my sword.
You're nothing without me. I know.
I'm your meal ticket, knee-deep in cheap fiction.
You gloating ignoramus, you haven't any shame.
Hey, I'm a famous Seamus, and most people don't know your name.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.